All right, welcome to 2024, first prime time of 2024. So we're going to go ahead and get started with questions that are in the thread. As a reminder, I only answer questions that are in the thread. If you post them anywhere else, you haven't been listening. Post them in the thread. So first question coming up in the thread is, how did you celebrate New Year? I was down at Geens' house. Geens throws a party every year. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and better. We had a good time. Yeah, lots of good stuff happened. It's always weird because like I never really like put much importance. I never put much importance in like the actual event of the new year, so like, you know, the fireworks going off and us going, it's new year, right? I just see the night as a whole. So as a night as a whole, it was good. The 5 minutes before and after New Year's were questionable. There was a lot of traffic, and so Foxworth, if you're in here, and I were just stood in a corridor. But there we go. Modern Arse, any plans for the new year? Is in development plans for this month? We don't really have like roadmaps or plans. Like, I'm still working on CI/CD stuff today. I hope I'll be over to some other things soon. Just finishing up there. Turns out that the native libraries that some of the dependencies I had won't be copied into the Unity specific side of things correctly, and they're set up data random batch file, which I absolutely detest, but it's the only way that we can actually get Unity stuff working sometimes, is this random batch file, so I've got to edit it. Yeah, that's the plan at least for today. Lex says, do you think .NET Reflection is a good way to create external tools that use ResNet's in-house libraries? I think you're going to have to do it. Like, I've always heard from like the rest of the world, I guess, that like Reflection is slow and should be avoided. But when it comes to like an environment like ResNet, you really don't have the ability to not, right? You need to know what types are available so that the attach component menu works. You need to know what types are available such that the node selector works, etc. So Reflection's a necessary evil for ResNet. There isn't actually anything preventing us from releasing things like CloudX. Not CloudX, what's it called? Skyfrost.base and stuff like that on Nougat, and having like published dependencies that you can include in other projects there. Like, they wouldn't be open source and they wouldn't have documentation, but there's no real reason why they can't be on Nougat. So I'll look into that and speak to the team about it. Like, we already give you that DLL if you download ResNet, so why not just give it to you on Nougat? Like, it doesn't, like, there's no, like, it's no different really. Like, on Nougat, it's just like you can include it in a project really easily. I know a bunch of projects would love to have them as Nougat because they would have, like, they'll be able to rip out so much, like, look for the ResNet DLL code that they have in their, like, CS projects and batch files and all sorts of stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm looking into it. Rhino says, what's the silliest Easter egg in ResNet? I won't tell you because they're meant to be fun and engaging. So, have a look. Oh, my. Hulu just randomly started playing the next episode of a TV show I was watching, like, yesterday. It's like, I'm helping. I'm going to just resume at full volume this TV show. Good job, Hulu. B1M Bimley, whatever. How many worlds are there in ResNet now, which is the largest in terms of data size? I know that, like, I go on a lot about when questions, but I'm going to add a statistic question, right? So what you just asked me to do, Bimley, is to like, go to the database and query how many worlds there were and query the largest one. Like, it is an okay question, but, like, not really suitable for, like, a live environment like this. Like, you can go look. Like, go look at published worlds, and you'll see. Like, you can see how many there are to a page, and you can see how many pages there are, etc. And you'll be able to sort it out. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and go query a database, though. Spec says, is someone with a GitHub workflow action that has to download ResNet through Steam? Yeah, like, there's just no real reason to do it. Like, there's a way to achieve it. Well, I've just got to get, like, go-ahead from the team a little bit. Because, like, I was looking into, like, the next dependency I need to publish to, like, get CI/CD going for the actual engine is Protoflux. And I'm like, that should kind of be private, right? Because, like, we don't have, like, the source for that one available. It's like, well, yeah, it is private, but, like, the DLL is public. Like, once the DLL is created, it goes in a package manager. So I would, like, do the same GitHub action step. You just wouldn't be able to see the GitHub action or the compilation or the source code, but a Nougat package would still exist on Nougat and be able to be used, and then that way it wouldn't have, like, be so easy for new team members to develop ResNet. The only difference there would be, I guess, if you wanted to publish DLLs that we don't give out. For example, the cloud services, we would never publish those DLLs because those cloud services must remain secreter than Skyfrost.base. Those you guys don't even know the name of. They're like Skyfrost.core, Skyfrost.api, Skyfrost.cheese. But like, you know, those we publish privately. We also might not publish like the documentation XMLs or the PDBs for those ones. But there's no real reason why they can't be on Nougat. I don't see any additional questions, so do keep them coming. Morden is asking about the Unity to Resonate converter. It's not on our priority list anywhere near the top, so like it can go away. like it, we'll get to it when we can, but like right now, like it's nowhere near on our priority list, so it's just like flying in the sky. VTA says, is there a Prime voice pack for Alexa? No. I use Google Home. I really need to get to, like, Home Assistant or something. But, like, you know what Google wanted you to do when they started making everything so easy? They wanted you to rely on them, not for the reasons anyone else thinks, but for the reason of laziness, right? So the reason why I still use Google products and why I still use Google Mail is I'm lazy and I just want it to work, and it works. They've started charging me money now, and I'm like, cool, you can have $2 a month. I don't, like... I'm so lazy, I can't set up a calendar or a mailbox. It's so complicated. Like, you set up a mailbox by yourself, like, most of the time your message will be marked as spam simply because it isn't coming from Google. Like, workspace accounts, like, I need to look into it because apparently I can reduce it down to, like, zero, but, like, there was a button I didn't push or something. It's really, like, you see what I mean? Like, I would have to expend so much energy to, like, get it down to free. By either, like, figuring out what pricing structure of mistake I made, or by moving to, like, mail in a box or something like that, where my messages would be flagged as spam. It's like, Jesus, like, I've got better things to do today, you know? You can have my $2. Alexis, how actively does YDMS team dispel community-related false rumors of fans being reactive about it? Yeah, I want to get everything read, written, and like, shared. So, of course, Wiki will be a big part about, like, dispelling new rumors, but... the policies page right now, resonate.com/policies, I want that to have, like, every policy known to man on it, right? Like, if we make a policy about, I don't know, the color yellow, I want it to be on there, right? Because the biggest way to dispel rumors is to have easily, readily available information that exists. Something I have seen periodically that pisses me off to no end is someone, like, look at that and say, well, that's not official because Fruits didn't write it. And it's like, no, but, like, a Yellow Dog Man Studios team member wrote it, and, like, we're part of a company. It's just like, come on, like we're a team. There's lots of us now. We all do various different things. So yeah, that would also dispel the rumors. Just going through rumors off the top of my head, no full body is not bad to prevent ERP. People keep saying that one. I'm like, what? We don't deliberately make our features difficult or problematic to prevent any behavior. That's stupid. Let's see other rumors I've had. We're being bought by Facebook. We're not being bought by Facebook. Guarantee that one. That one keeps coming out. It's just like various other stupid rumors, and I'm like, I don't understand. Rampa says, someone will construct some documentation by looking at the assembled libraries. Yeah, they can do that. Already happens with the modding community. They're like, hey, you want to make a mod that does this? Go ask them. They'll help you out. Like, putting them on Nougat wouldn't make it easier. Well, it would make it easier, but like, it wouldn't give you any additional information. Is the point. Epic says, will you become a lethal company monster? I am researching, and like when I say researching, I want you to be very careful here. It probably never will be finished, and never will be got, and never will be finished or published or anything like that. But I was doing research on making a VRM mod for Lethal, which would be very cool, but probably never going to happen. Because I was just basically like reading the VRM spec, reading how to mod Lethal Company, reading some mods that existed, etc., and then dying because the biggest complexity there would be networking the VRMs to someone else's computer. Anyway, so that's not going to be released, but I am researching. Yeah, Modern says, I heard the rumor that Fruits got full body recently. I kind of get really annoyed at rumors that are, like, more personal than company-wise. It's like, you know, I heard a rumor that, like, this specific person on the team did this specific thing, and it's like, just, like, keep it focused on the company, right? Or a company. But yeah, Fruits had full body for years. They just, like, I don't understand. Everyone's like, I didn't realize you had full body Prime. Yeah, I've had full body for years as well. I just don't use it because it's a pain to set up in Resonite. And then some other people are like, yeah, the Neos team, Resonite team don't care. It's like, well, I just told you I don't use full body on Resonite because it sucks, right? I care. I want to use it. Like I said, something I've heard with other custom games and models is everyone will have the model downloaded before it shows each other instead of networking the model. Yeah, like I said, it's just like I'm researching it. It probably never will happen. If it does, you'll see it and it'll be really popular. Or someone else will, you know, beat me to it, which is the other thing. VTA says, how does one hug a proper prime? You don't. I don't accept hugs. Nuki says, product idea, quick setup, full body. It's just like, we just need to rework the IK, and then we'll rework the full body calibrator, and then you'll be fine. Mooski says, full body doesn't really work right now. It absolutely works. Don't get me wrong. You can use it. You can have a good time. You can set it up. You can be fine. I whatever I do, it's wrong, and I don't want to go near it, right? So your mileage may vary. I see lots of people in full body. I see lots of people enjoying full body. I see lots of people liking full body. I just, like, I spend 20 minutes trying to get it, like, how I lumped it, and then, like, I crash, and I got to do it all again, and I get really confused, and I'm just, like, I would rather just, like, ignore it and resonate right now. Nuki is asking about the wiki. As a reminder, the wiki issue has all information about the wiki, including who will have access to edit it. Everyone will. And so I'm going to reiterate these things about the wiki because I feel that they're still going to be ignored. When the wiki launches, it is not going to look really cool. Everyone's expecting it to look really cool. It's not going to look really cool. Everyone's going to expect it to be complete. It is not going to be complete. Everyone's going to expect it to have a lot of detail. It's probably not going to have a lot of detail. But it will exist, and everyone on the planet will be able to edit it. So if you complain to me in DMs that there's a spelling mistake on one page at 3 o'clock in the morning, expect me to respond with, you can fix that yourself. Because, like, I don't need, like, the time it took you to open up a DM with me on Discord and be like, you misspelt the word potato. It's like, just hit the edit button and fix it. We don't need any help with the wiki. It's boots on the ground. Like, it's literally boots on the ground. Right, you know, like, when the army needs, like, hey, this soldier, this, you know, usually a private or whatever, make a tent appear here. Do it, right? And they just do because they've got training and have to, like, put up a tent and stuff. That's what we need. Everyone on the planet could do what we need to do for the wiki right now, but it has to be someone from the team because it requires a bunch of stuff that I can't give to anyone else who's not on the team. Just need to sit down and do it. Trying to find time to do it, but there we go. Rampa's asking about the OWO vest not working. Yeah, the problem with that one is we got lent it really early on in the development of that vest. Like, literally, Fruks couldn't really even tell us much details about the vest because he was under NDA, but he could, you know, add the code and etc. He just couldn't take photos of the vest or anything. So that was a long time ago. So the integration might have fallen out of favor because we just haven't kept it up to date. That's something I want to, like, keep in mind is, like, how we keep those things in date. Like, another example is I think currently Leap Motion's also screwed up because that's out of date. I would love to sort of figure out a path where we are, like, alerted about those automatically somehow. So I don't know. Like, I'd have to look. It's really, like, it's really, really annoying, I know, but, like, I would have to look. Nuki says, any word on new shaders? You'll have to ask at the graphics officer. Let's check our event list. There's one coming there. The biggest plan that I know that we have for shaders currently is, first of all, to fix up some lingering color management issues, which are still problematic, and secondarily is the PBS unification, and that's where, like, we have a bunch of PBS shaders. They all do different things. We're going to kind of unify them so they all have the same code base, same options, and so they're a little bit more reliable. Those are the two big things on shaders in that regard. Anything else you'd ever ask Geens about, though? Ozzy says, how familiar are you with Protoflux anyways? I'm, like, not that familiar, but I can figure it out. People often don't realize how much being able to figure something out makes you look smart, right? So I don't remember, like, half the components on Resonate, but I know how to figure out how they work, and so I look smart. And it's like, do you know every component? I'm like, hell no, I'm making this up as I go along. If you get questions about Protoflux, ask them the Protoflux thing. If you don't get a response, that's fine. Ask them here. I don't know. I know more about, like, Protoflux internals than I do about actually using it sometimes, which is a little weird. Modern says, since Steam Link is out, will there be official ports for the face tracking on the Quest Pro? I think that there is a GitHub issue for that one, so you can track it there. I would love for that to be a case. I tried a Quest Pro over the holiday period. Looked great. Almost ordered one, but then realized I really didn't have a, like, need to. Like, I could totally order one tomorrow and I could have face and eye tracking from it, but, like, why? Like, I don't really need those features. I've already got face tracking on my Index, so I would just get eye tracking, which of course would be useful, but, like, why? It's worth it, but not, like, $1,500 worth it. Although I was about to spend $1,500 to go home for Christmas, so I could, like, you know, I could do, like, distracted prime drunk maths and be like, seeing as I didn't go home for the holidays, I can spend that money and but I'm not going to do that. Bimley, he asks, where do I go to check out the database? You go to the world browser, like, launch Resonite, open the world browser, it shows the number of pages available and you can count how many are on a page. Oh, see, I'm just, like, forever reminded that, like, you were standing on a rug that was identical to your sweater at the New Year's party, and I'm just, like, blown away. I'm just, like, you were, like, in camouflage for the entire event. It was, like, bizarre. You should, like, if we'd realized, I would have asked you to lie down on it. Like, that's how, like, close it was. It's a good sweater. It just happened to look like the rug you were standing on. Modern asks, are there any plans to fix Resonite for Pimax headsets? Mirrors and stuff are broken. Yeah, there's probably a GitHub issue for that one, and we'll look at it when we can. I understand that, like, the whole device area is bad. Like, if we were a larger company, we might hire someone specifically just to be, like, the device engineer, right? So a new headset comes out, it's their job to integrate it. There's bugs of an existing headset, it's their job to look at it. Like, it'll be a really, like, easy role to fill in the future once we have the funding available to do that. But until then, don't know. We'll get to them when we can. If there's not a GitHub issue, make sure there is a GitHub issue. We will have to end here in 8 minutes because dog is making, like, I want to go out movements. Sometimes I forget I own a dog. Anyone else have this? I mean, I've only owned a dog for, like, a couple of months, so it's still, like, getting used to it. But, like, I turn around and I'm like, what the fuck's that? Like, what the fuck are you? Cute, that's what, come here. You know, I'm just like, what? Like, I own this. Well, own's a bad word, right? I don't own this dog. I adopted this dog. You live with me. Yo. Hi. Because, like, especially later at night where I'm, like, you know, typing away at my computer and they're behind me, usually asleep on the couch, I don't interact with them for, like, 3-4 hours, and then suddenly they wake up and they're at my ankles again, and it's just like, whoa, I have a dog who's currently licking my ankles. Hi, dog. Yeah, we'll go out soon, I promise. I'll take you for a nice long walk. Yes. Well, not long, because it's freezing, but yeah. You get the idea, dog. I mean, the dog doesn't. The dog doesn't speak English, but you guys get the idea. Are you licking my ankles again? Hello, mister. Hello. You're on vacation, Ozzy. Make sure to have, like, you know, you don't need to test it right away. Nuki asks about Linux drivers. Yeah, like, it's... I don't really know what the problem there. Like, if I could guess, it's because no one is paid to make sure that stuff works. On Windows, people are paid to make sure drivers exist and work. Because, like, installing NVIDIA drivers on Linux is just, like, you know, just right off the day. You'll be like, however, like, many times you've done it, however, like, knowledgeable you are with Linux, just right off the day. You'll be going all day. Rhino, if you're asking for new hardware, you'll have to make a GitHub issue asking it for run on that hardware. Well, it's not, like, Ramper says that Linux users are treated as third-grade citizens. It's not only that, like, software companies treat you as third-grade citizens. It's, like, Linux community itself treats you as a third-grade citizen. Like, you go to, like, a random library that you need to use for Linux, and you're like, how do I install or make this library work? And there's just no instructions. What are you eating, dog? Can I get over there before you swallow it? No, okay, you swallowed it. Okay. Hopefully that won't kill you, dog, whatever it was that you're eating. It's something you just kind of have to accept, that, like, sometimes your dog's just going to, like, eat something on the floor and you have no idea what they're eating. I was walking them past a grocery store the other day. They dropped their head into a bush, came up, started eating something, and I'm like, okay, let's pull this out of your mouth. And I'm glad I did, because it was a wrapped dark chocolate Reese's peanut butter cup. That would have made them sick because of the chocolate in it. But, like, I just pulled out this, like, perfectly wrapped peanut butter cup out of their mouth. Like, they'd somehow had it, like, in their mouth for quite some time, but they hadn't squished it at all somehow. I have no idea. Yeah, you can always try Linux. There's also there's the Linux subsystem for Windows. It's useful if you're doing programming. Like, I need Linux subsystem sometimes to do various things. It's kind of buggy, kind of works, though. But you could always try it, like Obigo said, just boot into it, try it out for a bit. I used to dual boot, but then I realized I'm just never using the second boot. I was never using the Linux boot partition, so I just removed it. It's like, oh yeah, I could dual boot, but I never do. I'm wondering if when Windows 10 goes into end of life, which is 2025, I think it is, is when people will start like jumping over to Linux, because I know people hate Windows 11. I don't really know why. I haven't looked into it, but I know people don't like it. We've got two more minutes for questions. Then I'll take the dog out for a pee poo poo. Oh, lovely question, Rucio. Love it. I've actually got the code base open so I can show you the problem with that. So the problem that we have is in somewhere in the stack, it's using the old ones there. You'll see they're marked as obsolete. And you see that they're re-aliased back to the ones that are not obsolete. But like somewhere in the code base, something is making them use the obsolete ones. So that's what's going on there. Like it should be Contacts Plus. Some of the issue as well is that we have like database entries in our database where friends is stored as a literal string. I could write like a custom JSON converter for that, but like it's always confusing to do that. I basically got to like review everywhere in the code base that we use that enum and make sure it's like it's migrating the obsolete. Contacts Plus is correct. You can see it in the code base there. Friends of friends is marked as obsolete. Alex Dupai says, does changing an avatar to another one using Protofox cause it to download before it is changed? No. The only way that you can change an avatar in Protofox right now is to use an avatar that pre-exists in the world, and therefore it will already be downloaded and synced to the entire world before you equip it. But yeah, I basically just need to go to session access level, right-click, find all references, and just read through that entire list. There's a lot of references. I don't have an exact number here for you, but like several scrolls. 113 in Fruix Engine, 3 in Protoflux, 17 in Skyfrost. So, like, you know, I got to look through. Rhino says, have you let the dog out yet? No, I live in an apartment, so I can't just let the dog out. I don't have a yard. I have to put a collar and leash on, and we have to go out. They have reminded me that we are at 1:30, so I'll go ahead and end off here. If you guys have any additional questions for me, do feel free to direct message me or ping me. That is a unique offer that is for me and me alone. Most other team members don't like that, but I do. I would rather help you out than know that you are stuck later. Alex, you cannot currently, I'll answer that because it's there. You cannot change your avatar via the context menu without causing some problematic case, in which case you'd probably like have the avatar you wanted to change to would have to be downloaded. Yes. For the moment, and I understand how this might sound strange, if you want to change avatars, use the inventory. There's a change avatar button in the inventory. In the future, we may have a way for you to cloud spawn and then equip an avatar from the context menu, but for now, use the inventory. It was there for a reason. I will speak to you guys later. I'm going to take the dog out. Bye-bye. I'm going to go walkies. You do.